I have mentioned this tool in our last few episodes, but specifically since it was announced at the Google I/O event last month, and that is Google's Flow. This is an AI filmmaking tool, and I think it's setting a new standard for AI video generation. And this is a really fun, basically a gallery of Flow generations that you can see here on the screen if you're watching along. This is, they divide it into specific channels. There's some other good ones in here. I think one was like cheesy or get very cheesy, something like, what was the cheese one? Okay, thank goodness. I had to scroll through and find this cheese channel for you guys, the Mundo Queso, as it's called. And you're seeing those videos on the screen right now. This is one that I had a good chuckle at when I saw it earlier. So this was basically the end result that we had last night as well. I think I used a couple of different shots, but I like this one as well. And it gives you an idea of the capability of this model, of this tool, to allow you consistency throughout your generations, at least far more than we've had in the past.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today with an episode that I am super excited to share with all of you. One that I probably had some of the most fun creating and recording out of almost all of our episodes up until this point, which is saying something. Over the course of recording all our episodes, there are a few that 100% stand out, and I think this is definitely going to go down as one of those. This episode is also, once again, one that is a bit overdue. I have mentioned this tool in our last few episodes, but specifically since it was announced at the Google I/O event last month, and that is Google's Flow. This is an AI filmmaking tool, and I think it's setting a new standard for AI video generation. Google is setting standards, I think, all over the place recently. It's basically the combination of all of the generative creative AI tools that Google has made available. Imagine for images, Veo for video, and Gemini for text. And it allows for what I believe to be some of the most high quality, but most importantly, the most consistent video generations in AI video generation tools at the moment. At its core, it's no different from many of those other tools that we've used and talked about. It's going to allow you to create short clips, in this case, 8-second cinematic clips, in three different methods. And we're going to touch on each of those methods in tonight's demo. One or two of them really are just using text prompts, and the other, which I find the most interesting, is using reference images or ingredients, as they call them. But again, we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Regarding the use of Veo 3, not all of the generation methods that you're going to use in Flow are going to allow you to use the Veo 3 model. Some of them require the utilization of earlier models depending on the feature. But if you do have the Veo 3 one in use, you're going to get that built-in audio as well. Okay, final thing here before we dive into the features, you will need a Pro or Ultra subscription of Google AI. Check out the video linked in the show notes where we went through the announcements from I/O, their event. And in that video, we also touched on the subscription tiers that are available in Google's AI offerings. Okay, into kind of the core features and capabilities of the tool. We already mentioned that the foundation of the tool is text-to-video generation, of course. Users or even followers of this podcast will be very familiar with this type of interface and user experience as far as the text-to-video generation goes. One of the methods, and the one that I just mentioned a second ago, ingredients, is what I found to be the most effective method for using this tool in my limited testing from last night. So you upload your own images to use as references and to establish this all-important consistency across your generation, something that has been a foundational challenge for these AI video generators, specifically when it comes to creating long-form videos that go beyond these short, often seconds-long clips that these tools are capable of producing. And even this tool that we're talking about tonight, well, Flow, using Veo, is only capable of 8 seconds, but it's what you're able to do as far as generating consistency in those clips that's going to allow you to do longer form videos. The other two methods of generating videos are that simple text to video, and this is what's going to allow you to use Veo 3 compared to Veo 2 or earlier models. And the other is using frames, so start frames or end frames. It's using the frames in the ingredients methods that's going to limit your use of the Veo 3 model. I will link to all of the docs and specifically a really nice page that has a bunch of frequently asked questions, or very handy questions anyway, about Flow. Check those out in the show notes. They have a handy little chart also about what capabilities and features allow you to use Veo 3 and which require you to revert back to previous models. But I think, as you will see in our demos, even the need to go back to previous models does not hurt the end result. Now, don't get me wrong, the quickly cobbled together examples, and particularly the long form examples that we have on tonight's show, are far from perfect, But if you have seen or had any experience with these video generating tools, or if you've seen what we've done with them in the past, you know how difficult consistency is, so you'll understand why we put up with some of the quirks in the implementation, some of the less perfect outputs or results of the outputs. Okay, moving on with our features and our capabilities at the core of the tool, next is the scene builder, and this is going to be the editor interface that kind of allows you to combine multiple clips and generations so you can chain together sequences with those coherent, consistent elements that you've used or generated using the ingredients. And again, I think that's the most effective way to get consistency, but you can also, there's also some AI features built right into the scene builder that allow you to either jump to new scenes, so essentially a jump cut, which then you prompt the model with what that new scene should be, and it's going to attempt to maintain the style of your original scene. So we'll test that out for you guys as well, and you can see what that looks like compared to kind of just combining the multiple generations of ingredients. It's very impressive, but I think the ingredients allow for even better consistency. You can also extend the scene, so a similar feature to the jump cut or to the cut, where it's going to use AI to extend a scene or add some seconds to it using the existing scene elements. Oh, and one last thing I wanted to touch on and share was Flow TV, and this is a really fun, basically a gallery of flow generations that you can see here on the screen if you're watching along. This is, they divide it into specific channels, basically the styles. This one is called It's All Yarn. So I think this is a great place to get some inspiration, just to see the capabilities of the tool. So I'll share the link to Flow TV in the show notes as well. I'm just gonna scroll through or click through some of these channels for you. Here's the Unnatural channel. There's, so I think like nature-based postcards from space is this channel. So people traveling in a space shuttle is what we're seeing on the moon right now. There's some other good ones in here. I think one was like cheesy or get very cheap, something like, what was the cheese one? I'm gonna see if I can find that in our channels here. Here we have mobile home. So literally we have a home walking on some robotic legs. Again, definitely check out the link to in the show notes to see some of the fun generations on these channels. Okay. Thank goodness I had to scroll through and find this cheese channel for you guys, the Mundo Queso, as it's called. And you're seeing those videos on the screen right now. This is one that I had a good chuckle at when I saw it earlier, so I had to share it as an example. You can also switch to like a grid view so you guys can get an idea of what multiple of these cheese-themed videos will look like. Anyway, check out the Flow that or the Flow TV in the labs as well. It's a ton of fun, and it can kind of give you some inspiration, or at least, like I said, an idea of what the tool is capable of. Okay, let's go ahead and hop into the tool now, and we'll go through some of what we created, some of the features, how you can use the tool, but we'll also then talk about what this all means for marketing, of course, before we wrap up. So things that we frequently talk about and that listeners of the show have heard before in various different versions or contexts, essentially just how crazy the democratization of content creation has become and what that means for the future of marketing. Anyway, so here we are looking at Flow, my little Flow interface. Anyway, again, you need to log into an AI Pro or Ultra subscription to get this. The user interface is broken up into projects. Here we have the project from yesterday that I worked on. If you're watching a long video, you can see that I've gone with a Lego style for my video today, and we have a little Lego robot assistant talking to Lego Alex here. But let's click into this project, and we can kind of scroll through and see, just see the process I took last night as I generated all of these videos with Flow, and then how you can kind of use the tool. These first ones here that you're seeing down at the bottom of our little project are Space Navigator themes, so not a big surprise for anybody who's followed the show up until this point. I will usually test out right away with any of these generative tools a little Space Navigator themed generation. Anyway, you can see here the high quality of these videos. These were all made using VO3, which means we have this very cool audio that goes along with them. I'm just going to go ahead and play a couple of these for you guys. I think the volume is turned down. I'll have to crank that up. So again, nothing super excessive, but you have some motion going on. I'll play another one here. So that's a good one as far as the motion and the sounds and stuff like that. That's a good example. Probably the one I would choose out of these generations to use. And again, these were used just text to video generation. Right here, you're seeing the little text box at the bottom of the screen. You can see the prompt that we used, an AI marketing navigator flying their spaceship at the helm of the controls. Pretty traditional settings when it comes to these generations. You select the number of outputs you want and the model that you want to use. Again, if you want the experimental audio, you're going to have to use VO3. Here, where it says text to video, you can see you can switch the method, frames to video, ingredients to video, and we'll touch on those in a second here, at least the ingredients to video for sure, because that's the one that I think is the most effective. But moving on, the next idea that I kind of started to workshop here last night was some sort of simple little video ad for some AI marketing assistant, or at least AI marketing automation. So I asked the VO3 model to generate a little claymation style video for our ad of a little floating robot helper. And I'll just go ahead and play these in the background so you can see what they look like. And I think the results are pretty good. We have this little robot floating around helping people out in this office space. You can see here that the other ones turned out okay. I think I would probably end up using the first one that we just saw. Here we have a little flying helicopter robot. And what we can do, and what I think I'll show you quickly right now, is how you can try and extend these. So you can add these to a scene, to the scene builder. So I think I'll pause going through the future generations. We'll touch on those in a second and do the demo of the extend and the cut to feature now. So let's grab this first one and let's add it to a scene. Actually, let's use the cool generations, the high quality ones of our Space Navigator here. Let's add this to a scene. And now you have our, if you're watching along a video, we have this scene builder that we're seeing. Our scene has been added. Our clip has been added to the scene builder. We can add additional clips down here in the timeline. So again, if you've used video editing software, this should all look pretty familiar to you and it should be pretty intuitive. You can click the little plus icon right here and you can either jump to or extend. So if we were to jump to a new scene here, and we have to describe what we want the scene to look to. It says here, this happens and then the scene jumps to, and it says, in the first frame, we see our generation. And if you look down in the text input now, it has the jump to as our little action that it's doing. It prompts us with this happens, and it shows us our attached first frame, and then the scene jumps to. So let's say this happened and the scene jumps to, a view of alien spaceships approaching our navigator. So we will see if it jumps to, and we'll see how it maintains the style. Again, I think this is pretty impressive when you'll see the final result, but I think it's even more impressive when we use the ingredients, which we'll see here in a second. So I'm gonna wait for this to generate and we will check it out when it finishes. Okay, and we have our generation. It's a little bit buggy to me right now anyway, because it's not showing the actual quality, or it's not showing the actual frame of the generation, but if we were to kind of cut through and jump ahead towards or into our scene here, we can see that we do have, in fact, this new scene that it has been generated. So let's play this and see how it all works out. I'm gonna go ahead and play this now. And this tool is still a lab, it's still experimental, it's still in beta. So if you're watching along a video, you're seeing here now that we're kind of getting a little glitched out. We're not having the best of quality. Let's try and refresh here and see if we can play this. Again, we're gonna have to go through the process of extending our scene once more. Oh yeah, and it's actually added our extended scenes now to the timeline of our project. So let's see what this one looks like. Actually, let's go down and try and do this one more time with our generation so you guys can see that workflow once more. So we're gonna grab our generation. We're gonna add that to a scene. And then in the scene builder, we're gonna try and add a new frame, a jump to with our initial scene as a reference. And we're gonna say alien ships are flying by the spaceship this time. We'll just try and make it a little more simple and see if we can maintain the spaceship cockpit a little bit more than that brief flash of our generation we saw a second ago. Okay, let's go ahead and generate this and see what happens. Okay, it's generated, and this time, so I don't glitch it out or crash the whole thing, I'm just going to click play and see if we get our results. So hopefully this will play here. Check it out if you're watching along a video. If not, I'll do my best to kind of describe it to you. We have our initial scene of our navigator sitting in our cockpit. Ideally, this is a video heavy episode. We're using a video generator, so check it out on YouTube if you're listening on Spotify, or watch on Spotify if you're able. But let's go ahead and check this generation result out now. So we have our initial video, which looks good, and it's going to try and jump to hopefully a scene of some alien ships flying by right now. Okay, so we maintained the cockpit, which is good, and I do see some ships out in the background. So that wasn't exactly what I had in mind, but it did a much better job of maintaining the cockpit than our original one looked like it was going to. So I am impressed. And again, this kind of gives you an idea of the extending capabilities of the scene. Now, one thing you'll notice is that there's no audio in our second one. So that's a bit of a shortcoming of using the frames, which is basically what we did with the extend or the jump to feature. So we lose that audio capability from VO3. So let's jump back out now and let's do a quick extend. That one kind of ended up being more of an extend than a cut anyway, but you can see here, let's go back down to that same generation. And well, maybe we'll try a different generation now to extend. Why don't we go up into one of our little claymation robot ones, and we're gonna add this to a scene this time. And let's extend, or so we'll do our little plus icon, and this time we're gonna use the extend feature. It says, again, it gives us the extend effect. It says this happens, referring to our first scene here, and then the extend shot. So I'm just gonna extend this shot and say what I did last night, the test I did. The robot continues to float around the office and helps another worker. Okay, so let's see what this extension looks like now compared to the cut from the last one. And again, I think the last one did pretty good. It was, I give it a B plus on what we were trying to accomplish. Okay, so I will cut ahead now to the end of this generation standby. Okay, so let's see what the extension looks like now. I'm gonna go ahead and play this. Again, sorry to those who might be listening. Feel free to skip ahead, skip all the parts that we're demoing these videos and where I'm not talking. But definitely check out the video if you can. Okay, here we go. So we have our initial video, looks good. And the robot is floating over to another worker, which was all part of our initial video. Let's see what the extension looks like. So it continues to float across the office, and there we go. We have our additional worker now that the robot is appearing to help. Again, not perfect, but I'm pretty impressed. And you can see the impressive consistency that we're able to carry through from our generations using both the cut to feature and the extend feature. There's a little bit of like a clip lag there, but if you bring this resulting video over into, I don't know, Descript or some other video editor, then you can always tidy that up a little bit. And again, we're losing our sound in our little second clip here, as you're seeing. Okay, let's go back out now to our project, and I'm gonna walk you through exactly what I did as far as using ingredients for our generations. And we'll show you the final result of those generations coming together in more of a long form clip. So I'm gonna scroll down through all of our updated generations from today, and now we're getting into our fun little Lego guy. So I'm gonna reuse this prompt from our first Lego generation so you can see what we did. If you're watching along on video, we're now using the ingredients to video. Basically, I used a little Lego style selfie shot or headshot that we usually have of the office for our thumbnails. And I generated two more images to use as references. One was like a little Lego microphone boom, and one was a Lego laptop to incorporate into our scene. And more importantly, to carry through to our next scenes, our additional scenes. So again, the idea here, the storyboard, as it were, to give you guys an idea before we go through each of these generations, is we have little Lego Alex working in his office. He's getting frustrated with some sort of workflow or automation or process on his computer. You can see the prompt here, close up of frustrated freelancer staring at laptop screen in a messy home office, microphone boom, blah, 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 beside the laptop. And here are the generations from these ingredients and that prompt. And I'm gonna go with the one that I ended up using in our scene. And in fact, why don't I just go ahead and rebuild the entire thing with you guys. First, I'm gonna play this for you. So now because we're using ingredients, we're not getting sound here. You can see in pretty simple animations, but it does change camera views a couple times on our little Lego Alex. So that's pretty cool. It maintains the theme of the room through that camera jump, that camera cut. It also maintains the microphone boom as well. So you see that boom from a couple different angles. All of these little things are establishing so much consistency for a viewer. Okay, moving on to our next generation now, the next phase. Again, I'm gonna repeat this prompt. I used the same exact ingredients, but this time the prompt says, the same laptop suddenly glows with magical blue light, the screen showing a swirling portal, the microphone boom starts levitating. And this initially was a prompt that I was gonna do something a little different, so don't pay attention to that whole levitation of the boom thing. Instead, what I was gonna use this for is our little AI robot friend that's gonna come out of our screen initially. And this is the generation that I ended up using here, and I'm gonna play that for you right now. We have our swirling portal appearing on our screen. Our microphone boom attempts to levitate because we did put that in there, but we have Lego Alex looking fascinated, smiling at this thing. But I like this one, and I use this one because it shows the Funko Pops in the background. Again, anybody who's watched our channel or our video is gonna know very much about the Funkos in the background, or at least recognize them. It's gonna be another little element that roots the viewer into the consistency of the office, the AI Navigator office. So I'm gonna add this one to the scene as well. So basically what I did last night is I just took these ingredient generations, these separate ingredients, and I added them to the scene builder one at a time. So let's go back down to this first one. We're gonna add that to our scene builder now. And we can see it's been applied or added into our little editor. Now, what you can do, don't refresh the page, but if you go back to your project, you can continue to add scenes or elements into that scene builder. So now I'm going to go to that second generation that we just saw where our portal started to kind of light up on our computer. I'm going to add that to our scene builder. Now we can see both of those scenes right next to each other. And this is an example of how you can combine these 8-second clips using these consistent ingredients to make a consistent storyline. And again, this was done quickly, and I'm doing it just as quickly as I did last night. I'm not going to do any post editing to any of these. Again, there's a few quirks, but I always say don't let perfection be the enemy of done or good. For better or for worse, that's kind of our philosophy here at the AI Marketing Navigator, and it's one that's greatly responsible for this podcast even existing. Okay, let's go back to our project timeline here. So what I did for our next generation, I wanted to have our little robot appearing out of our portal. So I'm going to repeat this prompt again for you so you can kind of see what my strategy was. This time with our ingredients, I used the same little headshot of our Lego, but this time I used a screenshot of our previous generation. It actually looks like I went with a different generation last night than I picked today, but that's okay. I used a screenshot so we'd have the similar desk, the similar office space, and then I used a new image generation for our little robot assistants here. And our prompt this time reads, a friendly AI robot emerges from the swirling portal, small LED eyes blinking, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so here are our generations, and this is the one I decided to go with last night. I think I'm going to use it again for our example because it shows the robot really kind of coolly emerging from this portal. Again, we have our Lego Alex. The one thing that kind of breaks the consistency here is this new microphone boom on the left-hand side. And then at the end, something crazy happens at the end of this generation. I'll let that play through. Our microphone boom like throws the robot or the laptop across the room. So I would clip that out and edit it out post editing. But again, small quirks like that I'm gonna deal with because we're able to do such cool consistency level things here. And you can see I've added this now to our growing timeline for our little video ad or just something to share on social, organic social, whatever it might be. Although in this case, probably just something that I would share on organic social or for fun. Okay, back to our timeline. Let's add the last little scene now. This scene was supposed to be, I'm going to reuse these prompts again. And this time I used our Lego guy, I used our Lego robot, and another screenshot of a scene that was just generated. And this time we're supposed to show the robot like working hand in hand or working with our Lego Alex. And this is the one I think I picked last night. Again, not perfect, but it has this little cool over the side shot. You get a little bit of sunshine gleaming in the room. So small things that I think are really cool from this model. And we're getting a little kind of convoluted and diluted, I think, now that we're using multiple ingredients, screenshots of different scenes. There's a few things that I would probably do differently using this a second time through, but I wanted to use our generations that we had from last night here. So I'm gonna add this to our scene as well. And then you can kind of get an idea of what we have working with. I'm gonna play this. This is our entire new little video. It's up to 32 seconds now. So we've combined our 4 8-second clips and we've got a much longer product, a much longer form video. And again, it's not perfect. None of these are going to have sound. So we would need to dub it or add a sound effect to it. Here we have our frustrated Lego Alex. And then all of a sudden our laptop and microphone boom start to glow. And again, you have this consistency throughout that would not have been possible in our previous tools that we used, just generating individual generations. Again, I would probably clip that one a little bit, and I can do that right here in the editor. Actually, I can grab this and shorten that out, clip that little end, and there we have no longer have our attack of the microphone boom on our robot. Instead, we can get right into our next shot. So this was basically the end result that we had last night as well. I think I used a couple of different shots, but I like this one as well, and it gives you an idea of the capability of this model, of this tool, to allow you consistency throughout your generations, at least far more than we've had in the past. Again, the more times I watch this through, I would tweak a couple things. I'd probably use a couple different scenes. Let me know what you guys think. How would you have combined it? What style would you have used? All that stuff. Hit me up in the comments. Okay, now what does this mean for us today as AI marketers and in the future as AI marketers, but more specifically in this case as AI content creators? It's the democratization that's really so crazy now to be able to just prototype and so rapidly A/B test on such a massive scale, to now extend your video generations with the ability to use consistent ingredients, bringing much higher quality levels of video content creation, potentially to small businesses, solo marketers like myself, like many of you listeners out there, I'm sure. Scale this out as it becomes incorporated into more marketing tools, and you start to see the ability and the realization of incredibly personalized digital experiences, whether it's text, video, image, a combination of them, virtual or augmented reality. Flow is just a microcosm of this democratization that we're seeing. And we only see the AI creative arms race continuing to intensify. The playing field continues to level, which I think is a good thing. Definitely scary sometimes, but good. So definitely get in here. Test out if you have a pro or ultra subscription. Test out Flow. I think the one main takeaway from today's episode is that we are every day flying towards the democratization of storytelling, which is really what marketing is all about at the end of the day. So soon, if you can imagine it, you will be able to create it. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.